Am I the Jerk? Maybe I am.
Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com is where you have sent in those submissions. We'd love to hear from you. See if you are a jerk or someone else is. Just like this one. There is an intersection with three lanes on each road going each direction. On the southbound side of one road, the right lane is designated as a right turn only lane. It is marked as such for at least a block. Most people will merge left to get out of that lane if they do not wish to turn at the intersection. On occasion, though, someone will come through, usually at evening rush hour when it is considerably busier, ignore the signs, hang in the right lane, and blow through the intersection. Are they a jerk? Of course they are. Now, at times, I am near the front of the center lane when I see this is about to happen. In such cases, I will sometimes move through the intersection ahead of the vehicle in the right line and cut over into the right lane to prevent the offending vehicle from having a clear pass.
That's impressive.
My wife does not usually agree with me taking this action. I kind of think Matt will, but is this action justified? Or does it elevate me to jerk status?
I mean,
you're kind of taking the law into your own hands.
Yeah, you are.
And you're risking someone not even caring.
Right, and just plowing right into
it. Yeah, right. And having an accident because, you know, you don't want that person.
It is interesting, though, because that's Maple and Oaklawn has that intersection right there where a lot of people, it's three lanes, and you have to turn right out of the right lane, even though there's three lanes that continue
Maple
on it.
Maple and Oaklawn, why am I not? Oh, yes.
Right there by that gas station in the hospital.
Yes.
And you have to turn right out of the right lane, and people all the time don't realize that it's a right turn only lane.
And I think they realize it. They just
could
don't.
Could be, but yeah, that's. Now, I don't know, man. I mean, technically, you're supposed to turn right, and you could be like, oh, I was going to get in that lane anyway. It's kind of on the person who blew through it. But you're taking a risk, too, that they could tap you in the quarter panel and put you into the wall.
Yeah, anytime you're running some sort of a blocking action with your car, you're probably starting to get pretty close to jerkdom.
But they definitely are if
they're the jerk.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. But there's also the jerk for jerk. I'm just trying to out jerkiness you right now.
And I bring this up because this is definitely the case here in Atlanta. And being in the ride shares and being in traffic here, man, they don't care.
Yeah. They do not.
This may be as aggressive of a traffic situation that I've seen here in the United States. Seriously.
It's impressive. It reminds me, and you don't really see this as much anymore, but when 35 right there with the Oaklawn exit coming through downtown, you would see people go all the way down. And now it happens on the when I leave work and I go north on 35, it's that two lanes because they're coming down from south and one lane goes to 35 and one lane goes to the tollway.
Yeah.
And you see people because the tollway lane gets backed up and they'll get out of it and just floor it and at the last second cut back over in the tollway lane.
Yes. It's big in Dallas when you not just be in a turn lane getting over.
Right.
It's people in the middle lane trying to get into that turn lane because if you're on the tollway south and you have to exit 35, sometimes that line gets backed up pretty big. And then people just go right down to the front and then try to get over or just hold up the center lane because no one's letting them through. And it just causes a mess. I understand the zipper action when two lanes are merging into one.
Right.
You really don't need to stop there because every one car here, one car there. It's great.
Right.
And usually that works perfectly.
Should.
But, man, when you have that exit-only lane and people trying to get over, that burns me up. And I'll let them in, but I am going to make you think about it.
So I'm doing my absolute best to not.
I'm always like right on the car in front of me. Yeah. In front of me.
Like if
I see what you're doing, guys.
If we're like stopped or going slow, I will ride that bumper just in case.
And
there's no real reason to do that, though.
I know, there isn't. It's
so
silly.
I just hate the fact that the middle lane.
Not me.
The middle lane is getting backed up because you're deciding that you're going to make a complete stop.
Right.
In traffic on a major thoroughfare because you're trying to get over because your time is way more precious than everyone else's by going all the way down and getting over.
You are the jerk.
Yes, you are.
In that situation.
All right. Am I the jerk or does Matt's laugh sound like Dustin Hoffman playing Captain Hook in the popular movie Hook? Popular movie Hook. Can't quit thinking of that movie every time Matt has a good laugh. So,
Let's listen to Dustin Hoffman,
okay,
and Captain Hook in that laugh to see if it resembles Matt's laugh.
No.
The cadence is kind of there.
At the very beginning, yeah, when you get a nice hearty laugh,
yeah,
it does.
Right. I can see that part right now. Okay, I can see it at the front, yeah. But yeah, the rest of it, I'm not like, ah,
yeah, you're not.
It's not how I laugh, come on.
I'm not a cartoon character.
It's not the cough kind of raspy, right, laugh, but at the very beginning, you sometimes do have, yeah, a little pause,
yeah,
in your laugh when you get a nice hearted one. So, okay, you know what?
No, you're not the
you're
jerk.
You're not the jerk.
No. Well,
because
done.
I can definitely hear that.
Actually, highly enjoy that. Thank you for sending that in.
One more time. One more time with Dustin Hoffman.
Now I'm trying to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm more like I go ha, and then it's like, all right, load up the machine gun, and
you just squeeze a quick one off, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
You let off a warning shot, and then
God, now I'd be so self conscious about my laugh. I'd have to change
just
it.
Laugh.
I'm gonna change my laugh.
That's a great idea.
You know, my wife can change. She doesn't laugh the same as she did when I first met her. Like, her good hearty laugh now is, it's almost, it sounds like it's fake.
Really?
But she's getting a nice hearty laugh, and it sounds way different than what it was. Because I feel like I've laughed the same.
I don't know.
Since the very beginning. I love getting a nice little hearty laugh.
I like to vary my laughs. Just give them different flavors every time something happens.
Okay. The variety.
Yeah.
Good morning, fellas. I've lived in DFW for the last 10 years, but I was born and raised in Auburn, Alabama.
Okay.
CC Media Days.
Indeed.
So I have a few AU items. Do they call Auburn University AU?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes.
A few AU items around my vehicles and home. Well, we just had new neighbors move in, and the guy has a UAB magnet on his car.
In DFW? That is wild.
I have the same sticker, but for Auburn, of course. Am I the jerk for removing his magnet? But to be fair...
It's UAB. Why do you care?
But to be fair, I did leave a 20 spot for the cost of the magnet. Am I the jerk, or did I do my...
That's pretty
did
awesome.
Did I do my due diligence because That's he is awesome. The opposition? Thanks, fellas.
I just... Man, if you're Auburn, why are you even registering UAB? They're so not even on your level. Now, if it was Alabama, I get it, and I know UAB is in that system, but... They're UAB.
Man, it's a hearty field trip on college game day on a Saturday just to drive around the Metroplex if you're out and just see all the schools that are, yes, represented here in the DFW area. It is so vast, and it's kind of cool because no one's shy about representing their alma mater. You'll see a Clemson flag, yep, out there on some porch, and then down there there's Florida State, and then there there's Arkansas. Like, it's really, I love that exercise because usually sometimes on game days, if I go to the gym, I'm kind of in that,
yeah, it's awesome,
in that area. You just drive around and you'll see a majority of SMU because it's close to the SMU campus, but
yeah,
everything else is represented, and I think that's really cool.
I like it. As soon as we get our house, man, I'm going to put a flag out on game days. It'll probably have to be half Alabama and half Texas, I guess.
Wow, that's... No, you don't need half. Just put one Alabama and one Texas. Represent fully.
Do you believe in the mean green?
Why don't you represent Texas State? Put your pinkies up. Represent Texas State.
Pac-12.
Come on, man. You're in the Pac-12 now. You're in a group of... Don't leave. What is happening?
Pinkies up.
See? It's not fun when you're on right, that end of it, is it?
I'm on the end of Matt getting so mad at me. He took his headsets off. I need to represent my alma mater. I'm representing East Texas A&M. I just don't have a flag, though. I'm going to get one, and I'm going to put it out there in my yard.
I thought about getting a house-divided Texas State-Alabama, but they don't play each other, and Texas and Alabama do, and that's always fun at the house because then you can negotiate – who wins.
I feel like if you're going to put a flag out to represent, it needs to be the school that you went to. So you need a Texas State Bobcats flag.
I have one.
Put it out on game day.
Okay. I can put my Texas flag out,
when you
too.
When you guys are playing the other state schools,
yeah,
in Pac-12.
Yeah, now it'll be a big rivalry between me and my brother since he went to Boise State. And they'll start playing each other.
Oh, man.
And I'll have to fart into a bag for a month and then open on his face again.
Wow. Okay.